Well, hello, welcome to the Yap Sesh, guys. Today we're going to be talking about Mr. Krule in our True Crime Yap Session today. Do I have any updates for you guys? I went to 2 national parks, did some true crime stuff there, like recording videos about it. I'll post that soon. And I got my wisdom teeth out, the bottom ones. They were impacted very bad. I can finally eat normal again. It's been about a month, like, post-op. I got it done on July 3rd, so we're chilling now. We're chilling. All right, let's get into it, though. Today's case I want to talk about is Mr. Krule. So, for those of you guys that have not heard about Mr. Krule, so he was a masked child predator. Bro wore a shiesty, and he would literally just camp out at his victims' houses for, like, you know, it's estimated on weeks on end, just kind of stalking them, analyzing their schedule, finding out when the best time it is to just, you know, break in and just, like, his thing was assaulting kids and torturing people. The name is actually pretty fitting for this guy. So, like, he would break in, he would literally assault the kids, he would make them call their parents, and, like, he would torture them more so the parents could hear him, like, screaming and stuff. And then he would purposefully throw the parents off by giving, like, random bits of information that they thought were on accident. So he was never found. His first victim, he actually ended up tying the parents themselves up. So the first family who he tied up, he broke in at 4 a.m. with a shiesty on and a handgun. He tied the parents up, locked them in the closet, then he tied the brother to the bed, and then he attacked the 11-year-old girl and assaulted her. He purposely also cut the phone line so that nobody could make a call after he left. Now, about a year later, the second family he attacked, he broke in at 5:20 a.m. So it was the same kind of thing. He came in with the balaclava and the handgun. He broke into the back door this time. He got, you know, different with it, I guess. He switched it up. Now, this time, he was even more cruel. He bounded and gagged the parents, and then he asked them for money. Well, he didn't ask them for money. He demanded the money. They were in no position to negotiate at this point. Then he grabbed their 10-year-old daughter. He, ball gagged her with the thing in her mouth, the ball, I guess. I guess that makes sense with the name. And then taped her eyes so she couldn't see anything. He then released her, like, 18 hours later. It's unknown what he did to her, because with things like this, you know, a lot of victims just block out the trauma and stuff. But it's unknown whether he assaulted her or whether he just, like, let her go. But she really tried to kind of just, you know, get some clues on who this guy is, like his voice, his hair, anything that she could get, and didn't really get anything. Now this time, he waited 2 years, so in 1990, that was his third attack. This time, he broke into the family home at 11:30 p.m. He came in wearing the same balaclava, but he came in with a handgun and a knife this time. Now he has 2 weapons in his inventory. This one gets pretty weird. He abducted the 13-year-old girl, put tape on her eyes, stuff like that. He molested her for 50 hours. When I was reading about this, I thought, maybe that's a typo. 50 hours. That's 2 days worth. That is insane. He then released her at a power station. And now this is the 4th and last one that happened in 1991. However, this isn't confirmed. This is a suspected one. A man came in with, you know, with the characteristic Mr. Krule break-ins, the balaclava, the knife, the handgun. But he broke in at 8:40 p.m. It seems to me every crime he commits, he gets sleepier, so he wants to attack them a little earlier. At 8:40 p.m., he abducted Carmen Chan. She went to the same school as one of the first victims. They later found her body with 3 gunshot wounds to the head. They suspect that she actually outsmarted him and actually got some evidence, maybe she saw his face, and he just decided to kill her right there. You know, some detectives, some police in Australia have doubts on whether Mr. Krule did it or not. However, I don't know. It's pretty characteristic of him, especially around the area, but I mean, I can understand maybe it's another person. Now, with the investigation, it is assumed that Mr. Krule would take videos and pictures of his victims while he was, you know, doing what he does with them. The weird thing, too, that I found with this case is that apparently he would bathe his victims like a mother would bathe a child, like really, really thoroughly, but that's so he wouldn't leave any evidence, you know? It wasn't because he was caring, obviously. It's because he didn't want to leave any evidence behind because he's a sicko. In one case, apparently, he took clothes from one of, like, the victim's homes so he could, like, redress her after and stuff like that, and then burnt the original clothes. A couple of the victims, you know, they had some characteristics of the house, you know. They were leashed to a bed. Like, literally, he leashed them to a bed for, like, hours and hours on end. But they could hear planes and other things around the area that could identify, like, you know, a house close to the airport, maybe. So the task force went through and they just surveyed, like, 30,000 homes. They searched 30,000 homes trying to find something. they didn't find anything. You know, the fact that they didn't find anything searching 30,000 homes makes me think that he didn't actually have, like, a home there. It was more like maybe he had something underground that he would take them to and only he knew how to get to it. Because, I mean, a home, that'd be too obvious. You know, this guy, it seems like he was pretty smart in this true crime case. They also interviewed 27,000 suspects. Like, I don't quote me on this, but I feel like this is the biggest of all time, like, interviewing and combing through homes. I've never seen it done this thoroughly. Now, apparently, the Herald Sun in 2013 said one of the key people died. He was a child rapist, Robert Keith Knight, so he died. And they were saying he was one of the prime suspects of the whole Mr. Cruel case, but nothing is confirmed, you know, he still wasn't caught. However, one girl on Reddit actually thinks that her stepfather's Mr. Cruel. However, don't believe anything you see on Reddit, but we're gonna dive into that in a second because I'm actually curious to talk to you guys about that. You know, and these three attacks, possibly four if you count Carmen Chan's abduction, there were earlier ones made, you know, like, there isn't just only, like, three or four. Like, there was many others before, like, in 1985, but they don't have enough evidence or eyewitness reports to say that it was Mr. Cruel himself, so you can't really say that. I don't know, though. They all seem like, the way he did it, the earlier ones seem like it could line up with him. Now, we're in 2025 right now, in case you guys didn't know. That's, like, 40 years after the initial attacks, you know, like, he started in 1987, stopped in 1991, 40 years from the, you know, about, I don't know if this guy is even alive at this point, you know, like, who knows how old he was when he was doing this, like, let's assume that he was, let's say 30 years old, right, 35 years old or something like that. 40 years passed by, this dude is elderly. You know, he would be so old at this point. Like, hell, if you want to go back, you know, say this guy is like 20 years old or something like that. Like, the dude at this point is 60. You know, like, that's pretty old. Like, you're about retirement age at this point. Like, I don't think he's ever getting caught. And who knows if he was older or if he died by natural causes or something happened. And I don't know. It'd be wild. A lot of people, though, suspect that Mr. Cruel himself, because they couldn't find him, they believe somebody inside the police department was Mr. Cruel and that they were covering their own tracks. So a lot of forensic evidence was thrown out. I think that's weird. I think that's really weird. Don't you? Why would forensic evidence be thrown out? It's weird. I mean, it's the perfect cover-up, you know? Like, who's gonna suspect a cop, you know? Maybe it was one of the cops directly working to find him, you know? It's just like, I don't know. Something's fishy. But, you know, Mr. Cruel's maybe out there today. Maybe he's in the grave, but he was never found is my point of this video. But let's talk about the girl on Reddit that thinks her stepdad's Mr. Cruel, because I think that's an interesting story too. Now, if you guys go to the Mr. Cruel subreddit on Reddit, and you search top of all time, you'll see this girl's original post, and you can read through it and make your own opinions, right? I'm going to give you kind of a summary on what exactly she said and things I think are important. All right, but, I mean, homegirl went deep into this. She listed out 10 reasons why she thinks her stepfather's Mr. Cruel, and I mean, they seem pretty convincing. But honestly, it's Reddit, so you know, these people lie a lot, too. Now, for the assault, so her number one reason, right? Starting off with numero uno. The assault locations that Mr. Cruel hit, her dad worked around that area. He also drove the same make and model of car that people have claimed, you know, Mr. Cruel drives this car, and that was the car they were looking for, but I don't know. I mean, it could be a common car, too. They didn't really specify. This one's kind of weird, but he had a video camera, her dad, but she never, ever saw him use it, you know, not on family vacations, not at home, or anything like that, which, to me, that right there, I'm just like, what's going on? Check this man's hard drive. You know? Because Mr. Cruel did photograph and, like, you know, video his victims. This is her dad's side of the family. Apparently there's, like, a violence and SA issue going on, which she claims. So, she talked about trauma in her post, too. About how when she was a kid, she went through some trauma. Her parents got divorced. She didn't specify what trauma, so I can only assume it's probably bad, you know, with involving the dad, if you catch what I'm saying. You know, maybe he was a diddler. But then 6 months after the divorce lines up perfectly with Mr. Cruel's last attack. maybe the mother found something out. Maybe that she went through the camera and they found something disgusting on it, you know? Maybe she found out what was actually going on. Mr. Krule is also known to force feed his victims, like, random stuff. I don't know why he got enjoyment out of that, but she said her dad would love to force feed the family or just feed the family a lot of something. She also claimed one of the police sketches looked exactly like her dad, like, twin type beat. But I've never seen... I have seen the police sketch of Mr. Krule, but it's pretty generic. I don't know. Her last reason, I thought it was kind of pointless. She just said, my dad is very smart and knows about science. I mean, I think the other reasons are pretty valid. Like, each of them have their own different, you know, valid rating in my opinion. The last one is kind of just random to me. So, after she posted that on Reddit, she got a little more educated on the case. You know, some people reached out to her, they messaged her. She went and gave two names to the police department. She claims that the two names she dropped, police already said they were already investigating those names, so... I don't know, maybe she's onto something, but also, I want to know how old her dad is. Because we were talking about the age thing earlier, I want to know how old her dad is. Her last update, it was like update number two, she had two updates, it said something along the lines of, she doesn't want to ruin the investigation, so she's just like not going to update until there's an actual, like, good update, and she doesn't want to criminalize her father in case he's not the guy. You know, she's just going off assumptions. But, I mean, her last update on the post was about a year ago, so I don't know if we're going to get any more updates, substantial updates. I haven't heard any buzz on Reddit. I could check right now, though. Hold on. Let me check right now, guys. Yeah, there's no updates. I just checked. Now, could the Mr. Krule, you know, the Mr. Krule is her dad girl, could she just be making it up for attention? Yeah, I mean, she could. people do crazy stuff all over the internet for attention all the time, so that wouldn't surprise me. But I'm going to give her the benefit of the doubt. I think she read into the case, and I think she's really just trying to get to the bottom of it. Hopefully she doesn't, like, hate her dad. That's why she's making the post to try to criminalize him, but she said she was going to try to, so I don't know. But that's the Mr. Krule case. The guy hasn't gotten caught. It's been 40 years. I don't think he's ever going to get caught. Or if he does, it'll be, like, after his death, you know? They'll have some sort of DNA evidence to link after his death. And it might be a cop. We'll see. Let me know your thoughts on this video, guys. Thank you guys for watching my videos. Don't forget to like, comment, subscribe, hit the bell notification, and have a good day. Bye.